Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 11 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Michigan State 54, Wisconsin 50. Been tight most of the way. Badgers early on led by 9. That didn't last long. Michigan State moments ago led by 5, but I feel like a little angst right here.
There is a little bit, and I think you look at Michigan State, we've talked points in the paint a lot this game. Second half, 12-8. Right, so they put more pressure on the rim themselves, get some second chance opportunities. A lot of that's coming off of the pick and roll. Excuse me. Wisconsin's allowing Michigan State to turn that corner.
Yep.
So now all of a sudden you've got the guards in the paint and you've got the bigs in the paint. That first half, Wisconsin's really tight.
There's Kamari McGee up the floor. Ilver, Winter, Blackwell, and Tanjay out there with him. Tanjay with the basketball, throws to Ilver. Out high against Carson Cooper. Ilver, one dribble, couple of dribbles now, right of the circle. Gives off to Blackwell. Darts it to Nolan Winter with 10 to shoot. Winter left of the lane, drives to the cup, shot blocked inside, pinballed around. It's loose, and Richardson has it. Knocked away McGee, goes to the floor, went off of McGee last, and out of bounds to Michigan State. Now Carter Gilmore is going to be coming back in for Wisconsin and for Marcus Ilver.
Look at Wisconsin, last offensive possession right there. You drive the paint. You know Michigan State's going to collapse too, right? That's when you can look for maybe a spray out three.
Jaden Akins throwing to Richardson out front. 10:53 to play. 4-point lead for the Spartans. Richardson left lane line the floater. That got blocked by Winter and a foul called inside.
I think it's going to be on John Blackwell.
It'll be the second on Blackwell and the third on Wisconsin. Michigan State has two team fouls. 10:48 to play, 54-50. Michigan State leading Wisconsin.
That's a tough foul, too, because if the ball isn't blocked, it goes up off the rim and there's no foul.
Bounce pass to Carson Cooper. Right foul line extended against Carter Gilmore. Cooper gives it up to Trey Holloman. Curls to the free throw line. Inside high pass. Cooper bobbles, gathers out to Richardson. Extra pass. Holloman open three. Left of the circle. Rattles out. No good. And the rebound of Winter. He got fouled by Shimon Zapawa. And that'll be his second and the team's third.
Big break there for Wisconsin.
That was a clean look.
Dead clean.
54-50, Michigan State with 10:33 to play. And Kamari McGee will bring it up the floor for the Badgers, going to Carter Gilmore. He's at the Tanjay. John out the winner right of the circle. A pass for Blackwell off the right wing. Feeds Gilmore. Gilly left of the lane. Cooper defends. Oh, bad pass. Pinballed around. Turnover Wisconsin. Richardson up the floor. Aiken spikes it with the left hand. Turnover results in an easy dunk at the other end. 56-50, Michigan State. 10:05 remaining. Tanjay trying to go to work. He'll throw it to Gilmore. Turns to Blackwell on the left side. Blackwell out the Winter. Fakes the three. Kicks to Blackwell. Takes the three left side. No good. Rebound Richardson to Michigan State. 9:50 remaining. 56-50 the Spartans. Richardson gives it to Holloman. Hey, Holloman. Streets on the dribble to the midcourt logo. With that half-court three at Maryland. Outside left, a pass to Cooper. Whistle, offensive foul, Michigan State. Jeffrey Anderson on the call, and it looks like they're pointing to Zapawa there.
That's exactly, yeah. And that's who it's on.
Tom Izzo well out on the floor. The all-time winningest coach, though, they'll give you that, I guess.
And this isn't a media break. This isn't a timeout.
And there's something they're gonna review here as the teams are going over. There's gonna be a replay review. And while they review, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
But they may be reviewing what looked like a Carter Gilmore related infraction there.
I think this is just a foul. As I say it, like, it's been physical. I'll say it like that. I understand what it looks like with a raise, but it's a common – I mean, it's
– just a common foul. Izzo was trying – I think he was trying to claim that Gilmore, you know, kind of jacked the guy in the chest, but it I don't think so.
Obviously, that was a quick review,
which should have been. Unusual.
And as I said, that was a foul – exclamation, because as physical as the game has been, that kind of came out of nowhere, to be completely honest.
Well, it gets Izzo riled up, and when Izzo gets riled up, guess what happens?
Everybody else gets riled up.
And the Spartans slap the floor, and here comes Blackwell. 9:30 remaining. I've only seen that about a million times over the years. 56-50, Michigan State. Blackwell outside right. A pass to Tanjay, being crowded by Jaden Akins. Tanjay high on the left. Cooper hedging a screen. Tanjay pump fake. Left corner. Three is off the rim. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Cooper. Good job by Gilmore of fighting for that rebound. And then Cooper touched it last.
Yeah, Gilly's brought a lot of energy. He's created some second chance opportunities.
9:12 to play. 56-50. Michigan State leading Wisconsin. Blackwell baseline left will inbound. Looking. And he floats it to Crowell, high on the rights. Crowell with a feed for Gilmore. 15 to shoot. Jack Janicki back in there. Leaves it for Gilmore on the left wing. Gilmore with a pass for Crowell at the top. Leaves it for Tanjay. Open three right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. They just cannot hit the three today.
Can't. And that's the shot they're giving them. I mean, they're going under the screen. It's just, you got to make that.
Here's Jeremy Fears to the front court. 8:47 to play. 6-point lead for the Spartans. Here's high on the left. A bounce for Richardson. Whips it inside. Cooper slam dunk. 8-point lead for the Spartans. Now 58-50. 8:35 remaining. And the Badgers will take the timeout as Wisconsin now with its longest deficit of the day. And this will be a full timeout. 8 minutes and 33 seconds remaining. Michigan State 58, Wisconsin 50. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems and ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Cuts of basketball brought to you in part by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. Greg Gard using a timeout. This team in the danger zone now. 58-50, Michigan State leading. So plenty of time left. 8 minutes and 33 seconds to go.
And what Michigan State doing well defensively is they're taking away the paint this second half, not allowing Wisconsin's guards to turn the ball screen in. They're going underneath that ball screen. The last shot that John Todd just said, I said you have to hit the shot.
Yeah, you
not
do.
In a bad way. But that's what the defense is giving you.
That's how you pull them out.
That's how you do it. Yeah. You have to knock those down. And tell somebody, and John, they're guarding John Blackwell the same way. So until they turn that corner, realize, okay, I'm not going to get to the paint, step back, situate into the three and knock down the three, that's the way it's going to be guarded.
Yeah, John, 1 out of 7 from the arc today. The Badgers are 4 of 27 from the three-point line. It's been a struggle from distance now these last three games.
Yes.
Tanjay will inbound, 26 on the shot clock. 8:33 on the game clock. Spartans lead 58-50. Front court sideline right. Tanjay throws it into Blackwell. He'll feed Nolan Winter. Leaves it for Janicki. A pass for Blackwell to the line. Blackwell down the lane to the rim. Layup good. And again, a strong take from Blackwell. Badgers within 6. Fears busting up the floor the other way. Feeds Jace Richardson off the right wing. And he's fouled by Janicki. That would be team foul number 4. And the second on Janicki. 58-52, Michigan State, 8:18 to play.
And John was able to get to the down the lane line because he rejected the ball screen, which you haven't seen Michigan State allow a whole lot.
Jeremy Fears, baseline right, will inbound. Looking. Floats it out to Frankie Fiddler. Outside right, Fiddler will leave it for Fears against Janicki. Fears up top. Rides right foul line extended. Inside feed for Cooper. Low on the left goes a block by Janicki and out of bounds. Boy, Jack Janicki has a knack for rejecting shots, and he gets another one.
Really active.
Got that length. He'll come out now as Kamari McGee's back in.
Part of the reason he's coming out is the way he's handling those ball screens, though. They're letting the big get too much. Did get the block, but it was a late recovery because he got beat the first time.
12 on the shot clock, inbounds pass, Fiddler leaning, baseline left jump off the rim, no good. Rebound, Nolan Winter, his 11th board of the game. And here comes Blackwell with 8 minutes left, 58-52, Michigan State. Blackwell on the left side, leaves it for Steven Crow, feeds Winter high on the right. He'll flip to McGee on the right wing. Kamari turns to Crow, high on the left, down to Tanjay. Tanjay on the left side. Pass deflected by Fiddler, and Winter runs it down, shot clock at 8. Gotta go to work. Here's Blackwell off the left wing. Got fouled by Richardson. Bailout foul on Jace Richardson. And it's 3 on him as we have the under 8 immediate timeouts. For a comprehensive coverage of college basketball, tune to SiriusXM Big Ten Radio, channel 372 in the car and on the all-new SiriusXM app. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.com/Big Ten Radio 2025. 7:39 remaining. Michigan State 58, Wisconsin 52. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm very excited. It is my pleasure to welcome tonight my old pal, Dr. Kristen Lierley. I told the entire listening audience that I rub my feet together sometime when I watch TV, and I called it self-cuddling. And it's like the only thing we do where we rub our own bodies when we relax, you know.
Is it? Are you telling that to a gynecologist? Pete, come on.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Badgers trying to battle back in this thing here. Down just six. As much as it's been close throughout. Wisconsin moments ago faced its longest deficit of the day at 8 points. But right now it's six. 58-52. Michigan State leading with 7:39 to play.
Offensive possession down by six, but you get the side out of bounds. And if I'm Wisconsin, you try to continue to attack that paint. I mean, they've done that. I know in the second half not as well as Michigan State, but what kept them in that first half.
Bounce pass, Kamari McGee. Spartans with five team fouls. A throw to Tanjay. John left of the lane, and he attacks the rim, gets fouled. That's team foul number six on the Spartans.
What did he do? He attacked the paint, right? They ran a wiper action out of the end or sideline out of bounds. A wiper action is they pass it, John passes it, comes across, then comes back. The big rescreens to bring John back to the ball for a look. Michigan State guarded that pretty well, but because of that action, it allowed John Tanjay to drive, and he gets the free throw line.
Frankie Fiddler guilty of the foul. Two shots for Tanjay, and the first one is straight through. And Tanjay with 10 points. That's his first point of the second half. 58-53 Michigan State, 7:32 remaining. Second free throw, Tanjay, good again. A 91% free throw shooter coming into the game. He is 4 out of 4 this afternoon. 58-54 the Spartans, 7:25 remaining. Jeremy Fears out front, a bounce to Carson Cooper. The left elbow takes a right elbow, feeds Richardson for three, right side, a brick wide left, gathered by Kamari McGee. Up the floor is McGee. He'll throw to Crowell, high on the right. It's at the Winter, a quick pass to Blackwell, left of the circle. Blackwell against Jace Richardson. Winter the screen, Blackwell throwing to Crowell, right of the wheel. Stevie hands off to McGee. Kamari feeds Winter for three, left of the circle. He hit it. Nolan Winter, a triple, and the Badgers have scored seven straight. They're within one.
It's a great college basketball game. That's all it is. It's a great college basketball game.
58-57 Michigan State, 6:42 remaining. Jackson Kohler left of the lane against Nolan Winter, backing mid-post left. Kohler still backing, lost the handle, diving for it. McGee and Blackwell, they get a tie-up. Arrow Michigan State with 12 to shoot. Aikens, Holloman, and Carr all coming back in for Michigan State. Zapawa as well. Much a line change here for Tom Izzo, which he'll do, as we mentioned. They go 10 deep. And a productive 10 deep.
Yeah, absolutely.
6:32 remaining, 58-57, Michigan State. Trey Holloman, baseline right, will inbound. Holloman, to the end of Zapawa, right foul line extended. Hands it back to Holloman, 8 on the shot clock. Holloman against McGee. Holloman out high, 5 to shoot. Holloman still pounds the dribble, 3 to shoot with 2. Contested jumper left wing. Air ball caught by Nolan Winter underneath. And here comes Blackwell. Badgers with a chance to take the lead. 6:15 to play. Blackwell driving by Aikens. In the lane, leads it for Tanjay. Couldn't control it. Off his hands, off his leg, and out of bounds. Michigan State ball, just the 6th turnover today for the Badgers.
Good thought process.
Yeah, it was. 6:07 remaining, 58-57 Michigan State. Holloman throwing to Aikens, high in the right, off the Kohler screen, feeds Apawa, right of the circle, a hand off to Holloman. Big pass to Kohler, top of the arc, wraps it to Cohen Carr. He'll leave it for Zapawa. Shot clock at 10, Aikens, mid-range jump, back rim no, long rebound to Aikens at the left elbow, and he takes it out to the wing. Second chance for the Spartans, 15 to shoot, 5:40 to play. 1-point lead, Michigan State. Holloman off the Zapawa screen, right lane line, and a high pass for Zapawa, runs it down. Baseline left jump, short, rebound Blackwell. 5.5 to play, long feed to McGee. Finds Tanjay, John to the line, down the lane. Tanjay, ripped away by Carr, and another Wisconsin turnover. Here comes Holloman up the floor, leads it for Cohen. Carr to the rim, and he rams it down with the left hand. 60-57 Michigan State, 5:08 remaining. McGee almost had it, or he did have it knocked loose. It goes out of bounds. Well, that's one of those where Cohen Carr was able to wind it up, and that gets the crowd going. But again, a couple of Couple of mistakes here for Wisconsin.
I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. Last two possessions, turnovers.
Tanjay sideline right will inbound. Throws it into Kamari McGee. Turns it to Nolan Winter. 5 minutes to play. Spartans up three. Blackwell up top. Feeds Winter for three and the tie. It's off the rim. No good. Crowd the offensive rebound. Back up. Missed, but a foul. They'll get Zapawa. Crowd to the free throw line with 4:54 remaining. 60-57, Michigan State.
Just, you know, creating extra opportunities. Big Steve carving out enough space to get the offensive rebound.
He has 9 points, 4 rebounds today. First free throw is good. The Badgers, that was a two-shot foul, but the Badgers are now in the bonus. They have committed but 4 fouls. Second free throw for Crow. Eyes the rim, sends it, and that's in and out. Rebound to Carson Cooper of Michigan State. Spartans lead 60-58, 4:48 remaining. Holloman against McGee, throwing to Akins high in the right. Akins a flip to Cohen Carr on the right wing. He'll give it up to Cooper at the top of the circle. Moves right to left. Now it's Akins. Top of the arc, 10 to shoot. Holloman outside left off the Cooper screen. Lobs to Cooper, and he sends it down. Cooper with the dunk at 62-58, Michigan State. 4:24 to play. Blackwell out high. Feeds Winter a lob into Crowell low on the left, and he couldn't finish. Missed the chippy. Holloman the other way, and stealing it from behind is Kamari McGee. Oh, a big steal for McGee. He's up top. Kamari leaning in, shooting, and scoring. McGee says, I got this.
Well, that was a huge play because you go from missed layup to possibly being down six. Now you're only down two.
62-60, Michigan State, 3:55 remaining. Trey Holloman starts the offense, throwing to Akins high in the left. Blackwell defends, Zapawa the screen. Akins way out high, throwing to Carr. He'll leave it for Holloman. Shot clock is at 12. Holloman holds it off the left hip. Puts it on the deck, right of the circle. Works to the right wing. And a three is on the way. Missed it. Rebound. Oh, they get a foul. They'll get McGee. Tying up Carson Cooper, I believe. Oh. And that will be his second. The team's fifth. We're at the under four media timeout. 3 minutes and 32 seconds remaining in East Lansing. Michigan State 62, Wisconsin 60. Back in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Add a classic look and privacy with faux wood room darkening blinds by Window Images. They're available in a variety of colors and can be trimmed with for free in-store. Stop in today and get Window Images faux wood blinds on sale now through March 9th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Jerry?
Ah! Yes, honey.
Ooh, don't you think... Jerry!
I know. I'm calling Cleary.
You know, sometimes DIY means don't involve yourself. You can still have the building of your dreams. Just let the amazing team at Cleary do the work we love. Cleary Building Corp. Stopping do-it-yourselfers from injuring themselves since 1978.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Time to pick today's Old Dominion Best of the Game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. Well, John Blackwell, the Bloomfield Hills, Michigan native, coming back to the home state. 19 points for him today.
And he's been aggressive when he's needed to go downhill. He's done some really good things to make sure that kind of points in the paint have been where they need to go, especially when you haven't shot the ball well from three. You need to find ways to manufacture the offense. John Blackwell's been, as they say, the head of the snake as far as that's gone.
62-60, Michigan State. 3 minutes and 32 seconds left in the game.
What did I say? They come back at the half. It feels like you need some luck on your side occasionally, right? Michigan State had theirs. Mm-hmm. Michigan had theirs.
This is setting up, because you mentioned before the game a buzzer beater. Wisconsin is 5 of 29 from 3. I feel a 3 at the horn.
I'm just going to let everybody know. I'm just going to let Badger Nation know. If that happens, you aren't going to hear the end of it from me, all right? I'm just going to put that out there.
No, I feel it.
I'm telling everybody.
It isn't how many, it's when.
I said, coming back from the half, I said, it feels like, one of those games.
A foul called on Kamari McGee going into that media timeout. Michigan State now with a fresh 20.
For that to happen, ball screen defense needs to be better on the defensive end, though, for Wisconsin.
Yep.
Michigan State's got enough lobs at the rim. They've got to be tighter on that ball screen defense.
Jeremy Fears, baseline right, looped it inbounds to Carson Cooper. Gets it back to Fears. 62-60, Michigan State, 3:27 remaining. Fears outside right. Against McGee, Fears, hard left-hand dribble, hits the brakes, flips to Richardson, 8 to shoot. Richardson against Blackwell, a screen from Cooper, hedged by Crowell. Richardson left of the lane, inside to Jackson Kohler, scores it, and was fouled in the process.
They've got to be better in the what defense? Ball screen defense. I don't know where the foul was. Now, we're a little bit raised up, but it didn't look like there was a lot of contact on that last one.
Got Blackwell for the foul. I don't know.
There's not a foul there.
There was no foul, but they called it. It's 3 on Blackwell, and Jackson Kohler, an 82% free throw shooter at the line, looking to pay off this 3-point opportunity. The free throw is good. Big 3-point play for the Spartans. 65-60, Michigan State with 3:14 remaining. Here's Kamari McGee throwing to Nolan Winter high on the left to flip the Blackwell between the circles. And he throws it away, went behind Winter. Not on the same page. The ball goes out of bounds and a costly turnover as we're getting late now. 3:04 to play. 65-60, Michigan State. Here's Fears. Looking off the screens, going left to right. Fears right of the circle. He'll give it up to Richardson at the right points. The freshman drifting back out between the arcs off the Cooper screen. Richardson shuffles the dribble, left elbow, jumper away. Back rim no good. Offensive rebound, Jackson Kohler. Loops it back out to Fears and a reset for the Spartans with 2:35 to play. 65-60, Michigan State. Fears drifting to his right, dribbles in the lane, kicks it, Fiddler fakes the three, 5 to shoot, Fiddler at the top, bounce pass, Richardson for 3, in and out, no good, rebound Nolan Winter, 2:19 to play, 65-60 Michigan State. Here's Crowell at the top of the arc, Cooper defends, Crowell with a pass for Winter, gives it up to Tanjay out to Crowell for 3, left side, off the rim, no good. Kohler the rebound, and now Kamari McGee comes up. He's down on the floor and shaken up. It was off the ball. I don't know exactly what happened with Kamari here.
They're going to review this.
Yeah, they're. Jeremy Fears was over there checking on McGee. We have 2 minutes and 2 seconds to play. 65-60, Michigan State leading Wisconsin. And Jeffrey Anderson over at the scorer's table, along with James Breeding, and there will be a review here.
Which, thank you, because, again, I missed it as well, Matt, as far as what happened there. But Michigan State was off and running.
They were.
They were off and running.
Badgers up against it right now. Down.
It looks
by
like just a box out. I mean, it looks like Fears gets tangled up with Kamari. It actually looks like it's a little bit of a below the belt.
And we're back to mix
back
up. To that. Yeah,
but no, I mean that's kind of a. We're seeing some replays in house real quick. Don't have the TV feed here to see this, but it looks like it's that. But it doesn't.
I
don't know. After
the frustrating part.
Say, after Purdue, I don't know how to say this.
Yeah, after Purdue and then after the Purdue-Indiana game.
Correct,
I have
no
idea.
I don't. Yeah, exactly. I don't. It shouldn't be that difficult.
We'll get the announcement here. So they were checking, as you suggested, for a potential flagrant, and there is none. 2 minutes, 2 seconds to play. 65-60, Michigan State leads Wisconsin.
And that being said, though, it did stop a Michigan State fast break, which benefit Wisconsin there. Now they can load up on defense and get 2 minutes, get a couple stops, get a couple scores.
Sounds simple enough.
Yeah.
Here comes Jeremy Fears. He'll slow jog it through the center circle with 2 minutes to play. 5-point lead, Michigan State. Fears against Tanjay. Throwing to Akins high on the right. Akins off the Cooper screen. A throw to Kohler outside left. He'll leave it for Fears. Darts at the Cooper top of the arc. 13 to shoot. Cooper bobbles, gathers, feeds Richardson. Into Cooper. Another easy money slam dunk.
On the pick and roll, the weak side's not loaded over.
You're carving them up with that. Minute 35 to play. 67-60, Michigan State. Kamari McGee and his pass knocked away, stolen by Richardson. Turnover, Wisconsin, Richardson, Kohler, layup good, 9-point lead, Michigan State. And off the turnover with a minute 20 remaining. It has unraveled for Wisconsin. Steven Crowell throwing to Blackwell. Blackwell slicing through two defenders, pushed it up, missed it inside, and the rebound gathered by Jaden Akins of Michigan State. And now a timeout is taken by the Spartans with 106 remaining. A 7-point run for the Spartans as they expand a lead from 2-9 with 106 remaining.
And it's been turnovers and it's been the pick and roll defense that just is what Michigan State has taken advantage of. Right? You know, for that, we talked about it. For it to be a buzzer beater three, what did they need to do?
Yeah.
Tighten up the pick and roll defense. You know, it's not there.
Well, I tell you what, they missed some chip shots too. And we talk about the 3-point shooting has been abysmal for Wisconsin today at 5 of 30, but they have missed some no footers here as we've hit crunch time as well. Badgers 5 out of 30 from the 3-point line.
All you mathematicians out there, that's 17%.
Not even.
Correct.
Yeah.
I like to round.
Close enough. We round up.
Yeah, I try to.
.106 to play. Badgers put on the press now. They got Gilmore, Tanjay, Crowell, Blackwell, and McGee on the floor. 69-60. Michigan State leading Wisconsin. Trey Holloman will throw it in. Looking, and he'll get it into Richardson. They're trying to, they showed a trap, then they release, and Richardson up the floor on the right side. It's a Trey Holloman across half court with 1 minute to play. Badgers drop back. Holloman throwing to Richardson, 15 to shoot. Richardson at the top, it's to Cooper. Now it's Akins, and a reach-in foul is called on Tanjay. Had just 10 on the shot clock, but Tanjay picks up his second foul, and that's the seventh on Wisconsin. Nolan Winter will come in for Carter Gilmore. 1-1 coming up for Michigan State. With 47.8 seconds to play, 69-60 Michigan State. Trey Holloman to the free throw line, where he is a 90%, I beg your pardon, Jaden Akins at the free throw line, an 85% foul shooter. He has 17 points, 14 of them coming in the first half. Front into the 1-1 is good. And this will have the makings of a deceiving final score. It's Cohen Carr in now for Jackson Kohler. 70-60, Michigan State. Second free throw coming up for Akins. Eyes the rim. Made the first, and he missed the second. Rebound to Nolan Winter. He has 14 boards today. Blackwell right side, off the right wing, in the lane, to the rim, layup, missed it, followed by Winter. Good timeout, Wisconsin. The Badgers had two timeouts. They used one of them here with 39.6 seconds to play, 70-62,
and that's
Michigan
about,
State.
Yeah, that's about what you're trying to do. Score quick. Call timeout, see if you can make a miss, a couple free throws. That being said, Michigan State in Big Ten play is shooting at 79% for the free throw line. It's first in the Big Ten with Wisconsin as they're shooting you know, at 79.9. So hopefully they can give you one and you come down and you know, extend the game a little bit. But it, I think one of the things that we talked a lot about the first half was points in the paint. And now you look at where they're at, it's tied 32-32.
32-all, yep.
Right? Like, and I think that's where you look at this separation. It's obvious to say the 5 of 30 from 3. It's tough to win any game. Okay? It's tough to win any game. They still were in the thing.
They were.
They still were doing what they needed to do. They just couldn't manage the points of the paint offensively enough. Then defensively, they gave up too much.
Yep. Trey Holloman will inbound against full court pressure. Holloman shuffles left, throws right. The Fears gets through a double team on a pass to Holloman. Press still on, and now they'll need a timeout as weren't getting it near half courts, and Tom Izzo not real pleased. How many times have I said that today? 34.1 to play, 70-62, Michigan State leading Wisconsin. Spartans will be at Iowa Thursday night. Badgers will be at Minnesota Wednesday night. Then Michigan State will close at home against Michigan.
That might be a little bit of a big one for the Big Ten.
Yeah, might be just a little bit of atmosphere.
It might be just a little bit. Michigan's got a tough game ahead. They got Maryland at Michigan as well, I think, here in the next couple of days. So buckle up, Big Ten play. Again, it's been a great year in Big Ten. I mean, there's been a lot of really good games, and this one hurts a little bit because you were there. You know you know why you're standing here down eight because you're not shooting the ball well, but when you look at that second half, I was talking about points in the paint. Michigan State, 26.
Yep.
So as much as you didn't get their 14 points, Wisconsin has the 26. That's the frustrating part because it was all in that pick and roll action.
It became a dunk drill there for a time for the Spartans. Mentioned the Badgers at Minnesota Wednesday. Regular season concludes Saturday at the Kohl Center against Penn State. 34.1 seconds to play, 70-62, Michigan State leading Wisconsin. Gilmore, Janicki, McGee, Blackwell, and Winter out there for the Badgers. Fears, Holloman, Kohler, Akins, and Richardson for Michigan State. Fears will inbound it. Spartans just 39% from the field today. Badgers just 35.5%. Fears in the backcourt. Gets it inbounds to Holloman. They're chasing him. They'll foul him. McGee will. And Holloman, who is a 90% free throw shooter, 45 of 50 this season. This will be a 1-1. That was team foul number 8. 3 fouls on Kamari McGee, by the way. 32.9 seconds to play. Tanjay will come back in for Wisconsin. In for Carter Gilmore.
This is where it ends. Extend the game, and you got to have some luck go your way.
They do.
But you got to have, you know, the miss on the front end here.
No Spartans on the lane lines. Nothing but Cardinal uniforms there. Holloman with the front end, and he missed it. Rebound Nolan Winter with 30 seconds left. Janicki up the floor. McGee for three, right side. Off the rim, no good. And the rebound to Jaden Akins. And the last gasp right there. Akins is fouled outside right with 21.8 to play. And well, the way the Badgers have shot it, it's sadly fitting there. They had a look to try to get it within five. But Wisconsin is 5-for-31 from the three-point line today.
Like I said, I mean, they did what they needed to. They had an open shot. You missed it.
Yep. Nicky called for the foul. Jaden Akins at the free throw line. That was the 19th foul, so a 1-1 for Akins. Spartans just 5 of 11 at the free throw line here this afternoon. The 1-1 is good. It's a 9-point lead for Michigan State.
Akins with 19 points, but that first half and what he was able to do really kept Michigan State right in that thing because there wasn't much going offensively for Michigan State in that first half.
4 threes he hit in the first half. Second free throw, left that short. Rebound Nolan Winter. Now here's Janicki. Front court right with 18 seconds left. Out to Blackwell. John left of the lane. Powers up. Lost his balance. Flipped it up. No. Rebound. And you have Kohler tripping up over Fiddler in a traveling violation called against Michigan State with 11.1 seconds to play. A little slow to get up is Richardson. I think he's all right.
No. Coach Guard's looking for a foul there, too, and just isn't going to get it because John created a lot of that contact.
Amari McGee, baseline left, will be inbounding. 11 seconds to play, 71-62 Michigan State. McGee looking out to Tanjay, fakes the three, takes a three left corner, and that is an air ball. Comes down to Jeremy Fears. He'll dribble out the clock. And the Michigan State Spartans will win by 9. Well, a day where the Badgers just could not shoot straight. A very good three-point shooting team had a very bad day this afternoon. 5 out of 32 from the arc. As the Spartans get their 24th win of the year, the Badgers fall to 22-7, 12-6 in the Big Ten Conference. Final score, Michigan State 71, Wisconsin 62. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. If you're headed to vote in New Hampshire's traditional March town meetings and need to register, bring proof of citizenship documents with you or you won't be able to vote. 20 other states have similar legislation pending. New Hampshire's HB 1569 eliminated sworn citizenship affidavits, subject to fines or imprisonment for lying, as evidence of citizenship. It now accepts only a birth certificate, U.S. passport, or naturalization papers. There is no evidence of any widespread non-citizen voting in the state, and the law was immediately challenged in federal district court as unconstitutional and an unreasonable burden. President Donald Trump's recent unfounded claims of widespread non-citizen voting generated a rush to tighten proof of citizenship legislation around the country. Voting Rights Lab is tracking 35 proof of citizenship bills in 20 states, many based on model legislation pushed by former Trump election lawyer Cleta Mitchell and her Only Citizens Vote coalition. Just this month, proof of citizenship bills were advanced in Wyoming and Missouri. 18 other states are considering bills adding proof of citizenship requirements, and the pending SAVE Act in Congress would require it for federal elections. A 2024 study by the Brennan Center for Justice found 9% of Americans don't have ready access to their citizenship documents. We have links to the Voting Rights Lab tracker and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Armed Force Initiative and the Ad Council. Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your Wisconsin Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, a little more than 4 minutes left in the game. Michigan State led 62-60, but from there the Spartans close on a little 9-2 run. And on a day where the Badgers just couldn't make a shot from beyond the arc. And, you know, Brian, as you mentioned, the ball screen defense was not great. Michigan State able to get it done late and win 71-62.
And I think that's where you look at it. Again, it was a two-point game. Like you said, a little over four to play. You were in this thing as you shot 5-32 from three. There's not many teams in the country that can have a two-point game with Michigan State while shooting 5-32 and be in this thing.
Yeah.
It was, to me, it was the breakdowns on the defensive end towards the end that Michigan State took advantage of. And it was the ability for them to get into the paint, the lack of ability for Wisconsin to continue to attack the paint.
The Spartans get one step closer to a Big Ten championship. They'll be at Iowa on Thursday, host Michigan next Sunday. The Badgers now into their final week of Big Ten play. Two games remain at Minnesota on Wednesday night and home against Penn State on Saturday afternoon. The Badgers 22-7, 12-6 is Wisconsin's Big Ten record. So right now, if you're the Badgers, you got a lot of things in play here. Obviously, you want to stack the wins and get yourself in as good a position for as high of a seed as you possibly can going into the NCAA tournament. You're also trying to get that double bye, and they're in a little bit of a danger zone there, as Wisconsin, Purdue, and Maryland all sitting at 12-6, UCLA 11-7. Badgers have the head-to-head with Purdue. They don't have it with Maryland. They don't have it with UCLA. So a ton on the table here for Wisconsin.
You look at what's ahead of them, no question. And now you got to get right, too. And you look at the way that Wisconsin shot the ball from three, the last three games, it's been a little bit of a dip. And I think the biggest thing that you look at is you got two opportunities to kind of get that right, build that confidence as you head into the Big Ten tournament. And then the NCAA tournament. So you got, you look at these two games of, building that confidence back up. Not that this team has lost the confidence. I mean, they're a 2-point game with 4 minutes left. But you want to look at that and start pulling that positivity out of it.
Michigan State wins it here this afternoon, 71-62. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan State gets it done at closing time, defeating Wisconsin this afternoon 71-62, and they continue to put the pressure on Michigan. They're just getting underway in Ann Arbor, Michigan taking on the Illinois Fighting Illini. So at the moment, the Spartans at 15-3, alone in first. Michigan is 14-3 going into this game. We mentioned the Badgers now slipped to 12-6. And they are even with Purdue and Maryland with that conference record. Individual scoring today, Jaden Akins ends up with 19 points, 14 of those coming in the first half. He had 8 rebounds in the game. Jace Richardson, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Jackson Kohler with a double-double, 10 points, 16 rebounds for him today. There was a Badger who did that one better. We'll get to that in a minute. Frankie Fiddler, the transfer from Omaha with 9 points and 6 rebounds today. Carson Cooper, 8 points and 4 boards. 4 points for Cohen Carr, a couple of highlight dunks, which is what he does. Trey Holloman with 4 points, 2 for Shimon Zapawa, and 1 for Jeremy Fears. John Blackwell with 19 points, 6 rebounds, pacing Wisconsin. John Tanje, 11 points, but it was a rough day, make no mistake. He was 3 of 13 from the field, 1 of 8 from the three-point line. He did have 6 rebounds. Stephen Crow with 10 points and 4 boards. Nolan Winter with 9 points and a career-best 17 rebounds here today. Carter Gilmore with 4, Jack Janicki with 3, Marcus Silver with 3, and Kamari McGee with 3 points here this afternoon as Michigan State defeats Wisconsin by a final score of 71-62. We'll take another break, and when we continue, we'll check out the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Governor Tony Evers has released his budget, calling this the most pro-kid budget in state history. This is now the fourth time that Evers has put forth a budget proposal, and the three prior were all met with a similar fate. Republicans in the legislature rejected it entirely. Again this year, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called the budget dead on arrival. To a certain extent, this is what we've come to expect from this era of divided government in Wisconsin. In previous years, Evers has eventually signed Republican-authored budgets and used his line-item veto powers to make certain changes. But could he play hardball this time around and threaten to veto the entire budget? Is there anything in this pro-kid budget that has to be there? Things like education funding, or clean water protections, or Medicaid expansion? With everything going on in Washington, now might be the right time for Evers to fight for these proposals and fight for Wisconsinites in any way he can.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Dave Forrester and the Ad Council.
Postgame coverage continues from the Breslin Center, where Michigan State defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 71-62. Mentioned the Nissan Out-of-Town scoreboard. More of the Nissan Out-of-Town schedule as Illinois and Michigan getting underway in Ann Arbor. Tomorrow in the Big Ten, UCLA will be taking on the Northwestern Wildcats. 3 games on Tuesday. Rutgers will be at Purdue. Indiana at Oregon. Nebraska will be at Ohio State. And then the Wednesday games, of course, you got the Badgers in Minnesota. Maryland will be in Ann Arbor to take on Michigan. That is going to be a game certainly worth tracking. And Washington will be in L.A. taking on USC. And Michigan State's next game will be Thursday at Carver Hawkeye Arena, taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. So still a lot of jockeying for position in this Big Ten Conference race. You got teams scrambling to get into the Big Ten Conference tournament. You got teams trying to get the double bye, and just a lot going on here as we hit the month of March and all the excitement that goes with it. Tense game today. Badgers were in a position but just couldn't close it out. Michigan State getting it done, particularly down the final 4 minutes, and Wisconsin's cold shooting came back to haunt, and Michigan State getting a lot done off the ball screen actions. And Wisconsin, as Butchie mentioned, just had a lot of time, or had a devil of a time trying to defend that. Neither team shot it well today. Michigan State 39.5% from the floor, 28 of 71. The 28 buckets, 7 were dunks, 9 of 27 from the three-point line, and just 6 of 13 from the foul line. The Badgers were about 34% from the floor, 22 of 65, 5 of 32 from the arc. So over the last three games, Wisconsin is 22 of 90 from the three-point line, 24.5%. This has been a team that has been the best in the Big Ten at the three-point shot, but it has abandoned them here in these last three games. Spartans end up a plus 11 on the glass. Second chance points, though, just 12-9 in favor of Michigan State. Both teams guilty of 9 turnovers. Michigan State, an excellent assist team, 17 per game on average, ended up with 20 here today. Wisconsin ends up with 9. Paint points even at 32. Fast break points. Badgers held the Spartans in check in the first half, and then Michigan State got it going in the second half, ended up 20-8 in favor of Michigan State in the game, 28-10 in bench points in favor of the Spartans. Michigan State 71, Wisconsin 62. We'll take another break and have more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. We're back in 3 minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
It's Truck Month with the Ford crew.
Sam, do you know what these trucks have in common?
They're all Ford trucks.
And?
And they're built Ford tough.
Also true, but specifically they're Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 48 years.
48 years? We should celebrate a month-long event.
Sam.
A truckload of value.
Sam.
Across the entire lineup of Ford trucks.
Sam.
That's called Truck Month already, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, I knew it.
Based on 1977 to 2024 CY Industry Reported Total Sales.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan State defeats Wisconsin here this afternoon, 71-62. We'll be hearing from Badgers head coach Greg Gard here momentarily. Actually, we'll have it ready now as Brian Butch caught up with Greg Gard just moments ago.
All right, coach, we'll start here. 5 of 32 from 3, but still, you know, attacked the paint, did some good things offensively. When you're not making shots, what is the message to the guys that kind of keep rolling through a bad shooting day?
Yeah, I mean, you're always going to build your program and your team to be able to survive those. And the two things that we didn't do well enough when when you have one of these 5-for-32 games, and part of that's Michigan State's defense. Part of it, you know, we had good looks. I thought we had some really good looks at times from the right guys. But you have untimely turnovers. And I thought we had a one-point game with about 5-6 minutes to go, and we turned the ball over twice in a row coming in transition. And those are the things, the ones that you can't give them a mulligan right back. After we had got them to miss, we got them to miss a free throw. Some offensive rebounding, you know, timely offensive rebounding. We had some ball screen coverages, mistakes there where Kohler and Cooper got loose in terms of late in the clock on ball screens. But it was the turnovers, really, I think, when we had a chance to take the lead. And then specifically, obviously, the timely offensive rebounds that we gave up, which they have been doing. You know, that's their knack. That's how they've survived and gotten to this point. They get the right ones at the right time.
You guys are doing a really good job that first half, getting points in the paint. Got a little bit away from that. Michigan State, they ended up, for the game, it ended up 32-32. Michigan State had 26 in that second half. And because I think a little bit was that ball screen coverage, rebounds.
Offensive rebounds, ball screen coverage, you know, the transition that ends up being, you know, we had 2 or 3 pick sixes. We turned the ball over that led to transition baskets for them. But, yeah, it wasn't the back you down. It was the two guys running with the ball and not having a guy loading back at the rim, being too spread out behind it. In terms of the points in the paint, we had the ball inside. We missed some looks. We missed some layups. Missed some point blank ones. But like I said, when I break the film down here, it's going to be untimely turnovers and obviously not cleaning up possessions.